This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Sailor Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the big rigs, the 18-wheelers coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I want to say hello to all the people listening over there in Orlando. We had a lot of people from Orlando chime in yesterday and early last evening that were listening to us on Mark Walters' Armed American Radio, and thank you very much for those people, and we'll be talking to you like we are right now real soon, maybe face-to-face for all I know. All right, well, Kyle, got to mention Rashida Tlaib, Omar, Ayok, and Presley, and there's a couple others that are mixed in there, too. Apparently, they are having a little bit of a problem because Nancy Pelosi has apparently intentionally attempted to sabotage AOC's new Green Deal. And there's a book author that came out and said that, and we haven't heard anything from the ladies yet. But I believe that Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to have anything to do with them, if at all possible. So to sabotage the Green Deal, of course she would.
Well, sure. You know, Nancy Pelosi may be a lot of things, but she is very politically savvy. We'd have to give her that. She's been around a long time, obviously. And I think she can see what is going on from her own perspective in terms of what Tlaib and Omar and AOC, the kind of mindset that they represent. And so, yes, I think that she sees that correctly as being a major threat to the basic structure of the Democrat Party, for lack of a better term. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all. She's got to try to work with them as insofar as that they, you know, defeat Republicans or make Trump look bad or that kind of thing. But overall, she knows that they're coming for Nancy at some point, basically.
Well, she has a razor-thin majority in the House of Representatives, and it's fixing to get a little bit lower again. I believe there's still one more election to go, which looks like it's going to go Republican, and they'll lose another seat. But the thing of it is I think they're down to 5 or 6 seats majority right now. And the squad, either if they don't want to agree with Nancy, they either don't vote, they abstain from voting, or they vote with the other side.
Well, that's right. And I think it's also very, very obvious, Captain, that people like Tlaib and Omar and AOC, they never, I think, wanted to get into Congress to do, you know, quote-unquote Congress things. They want to, you know, spread the revolution or whatever it is that they're trying to do that actually destabilizes the United States. And that's why I think they glommed on to what was happening in Israel as just another way of amplifying their own voices just basically, you know, talking about the stuff they want to talk about and not just being a good member of Congress.
Yeah, and in talking about Tlaib, she has an ally, a former Sanders surrogate. I don't know who that is. Maybe you do. That report yesterday, the story said, stop condemning anti-Semitism.
Yes, that's a good question. I think it was Amir Zahar, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, former surrogate for Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign. And I think, yeah, that's right. The whole thing, when you suddenly are out there looking as if you are doing just that, you know, condemning anti-Semitism, or I should say in the sense that, you know, going on the side of those who are trying to get the Israelis, that's not a good place to be.
No, not at all. By the way, Joe Biden has announced he's going to change course on infrastructure if a bipartisan deal can't be brought forth soon. And as we know from over the weekend, they couldn't even get the $1.7 trillion deal through.
Well, that's right. And again, this infrastructure deal, and it's being sold in the news media, you know, as, you know, President Biden's just trying to fix a lot of stuff and whatnot, but that's not really right. And they put it in that frame.
I watched Senator John Kennedy last night talk about the military budget, and he held it up, and it was probably, I don't know, a good 8 inches thick or thereabouts. And he says, there's not 5 or 10% of what's in this budget that's for the military.
Precisely. That's the thing. And look what's happening around the world. If we're truly worried about Russia being a player and certainly China on the rise, we have to have a legitimate military budget for these kinds of things.
Yeah, and at least with Donald Trump, we did.
Exactly, and the military understood what its mission was.
Yeah.
And now, what is it under Biden?
Now, here comes the music in my ear, so we'll continue this on the other side. Folks, when we do come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and yours truly. And, of course, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Kathy's going to give it to you right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it, all right. And by the way, that's a combined total of terrestrial, satellite, as well as on the Internet. And we can see those numbers on the Internet for the most part right here. Now, in the times that we're living in, folks, somebody needs to give you a break. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced when you tell them, I sent you, me, the Captain Matt Bruce. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $150 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and surrounding areas. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you $150 put right in the palm of your hand. Hey, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
I knew that because I knew you were going to say that. Alrighty, and by the way, folks, don't forget MyPillow. Go over there to the website, MyPillow.com. Use the product code CAPTAIN. Very simple. Use the product code CAPTAIN. Saves you a bunch of money on whatever it is you want to look for, because you'll look at the price and it'll say with the product code, it's X amount of dollars. Save yourself a whole bunch of money, MyPillow.com. Product code CAPTAIN. Alright, well, Kyle, you know, again, it's kind of hard to sit there and ignore stuff, but the USDA is going to start debt forgiveness for just black farmers in June. Now, I'm not sure where that's going to go, but there's a lot of farmers out there that are in a lot of trouble right now, and it's not just the black farmers. So if we're being selective right now, if we're segregating to do this, I think there's going to be some big-time lawsuits.
Well, one might think, only because, as you said, there are a lot of farmers, and we don't know maybe what their ethnicity might be or anything like that.
And they're not all white, and they're not all black. There's some that are Chinese and Oriental.
Exactly right. So, again, this seems to be, yes, you can see what maybe sounds like a good intention, but at the same time, though, continues to divide people along these different lines and so forth. And what might be better is if the Biden administration, instead of setting aside $4 billion for this kind of thing, and that is to try to reach out and figure out how we help all the farmers. Because it doesn't matter, you know, farmers grow food and they make produce and so forth, and that feeds everybody and feeds a lot of people all around the world. And it's time that we collectively help all the farmers and not simply try to come up with these kinds of things.
Well, absolutely. And I know a lot of the family farms, when the significant other winds up dying, they sell the farms off and they sell them for land where they build houses or this, that, and the other and all that stuff. It's kind of sorry to see that sort of stuff happen, but it's a fact of life. Now, months after the contentious 2020 election of Joe Biden, a majority in the GOP, that is 53%, remain convinced that election irregularities and outright fraud cost Donald Trump a second term. And I can tell you this much. Every time I turn around and every time I see something else in one of these states where they're doing these audits and they keep finding the problems that are there, I keep saying, yep, we knew it, but that for some reason we could not get a judge and a court to listen to us, any of us, the states, individuals, whoever wanted to bring the challenges forth, they would not listen, so we're stuck with what we're stuck with, like it or not.
Well, exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, as you said, these weren't being heard, but there was kind of a heat of the moment, a fog of the moment, if you will, and it seemed like, completely against common sense that things would not be heard, that evidence would not be investigated. And that continued on with this narrative that anyone who would even suggest that anything happened was simply a conspiracy theorist, they were anti-democracy and this kind of thing. But now that we see what's happening with these audits and the amount of information that we're getting from that, I think, Captain, is going to have people, and people have the right to form their own opinion. And guess what? When they have their own opinion, they may vote with that opinion as well. And because, especially when it looks like it's overwhelming that something happened, and again, it doesn't change things, but again, Americans don't want the truth hidden from them. In fact, they bank on having the facts, and they want to make up their own mind.
Unless your name is Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney.
Well, again, yes, because there are these political aspects to it. You're going to hitch your wagon to what you think is going to be the winner here because you want to have a career that goes, you know, on and does this kind of thing. But what President Trump and the man Donald Trump actually sort of proved to everybody was that, you know, you gotta play your cards and you've gotta let the chips fall where they may. And otherwise we get caught up in a narrative or we get caught up in a tradition or in the ability where, hey, you can't even bring something up. And Americans don't want to live like that.
Now the U.S. has said that Americans should avoid traveling to Japan. Would the country under a state of emergency over a widening COVID-19 outbreak that has sown doubts about Tokyo's plans to host the Olympics in less than 2 months.
Yes, and the Olympic Committee, I think, came out the other day there in Japan. There was some big official announcement made saying, you know, no matter what, cases, no matter what, we're still going to have the Olympics. At least that was what the position was here about, 48 hours ago or so. But a lot of this is going to go in the hopper. I think you're going to have a lot of voices saying, you know, they have to maybe rethink this. However, that being said, in Japan and vendors and retailers and so forth, they've already spent untold, you know, billions of dollars trying to get ready for this thing.
Right. By the way, Amazon MGM.com is poised to announce the acquisition of MGM for a paltry $9 billion.
That's what we hear. Yeah, this is very interesting. Of course, that opens up the entire MGM library, one would think, for streaming, and if it's not already, but at least perhaps an exclusivity of that. And who knows what kind of movies would start coming out of that. Amazon originals are already very popular and very cutting edge and so forth. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's why they're doing it. Here's one for you. Can the 35 House Republicans who bucked the party leaders and voted with the Democrats survive in a modern GOP?
Well, that's a very good question. And I think that question that we're going to start getting better answers for as COVID-19 fades away, hopefully sooner than later, and we start seeing Trump rallies, for example. We start seeing...
You know where one of the first ones is probably going to be?
Where's that?
Georgia.
Against, in Georgia.
Yeah, against the governor up there who Donald Trump is helping primary.
That's right. Is that Kemp, I think? Yep.
Yeah, he's got their primary in Kemp.
Yeah. And then also, of course, the closer we get to 2022, the GOP, I think, is going to actually enjoy a much greater unity than the Democrats will.
Yeah. Now, I said yesterday on Mark Walters' show that I did not think Donald Trump was going to run. But if Donald Trump does not run, I think the likely candidate to emerge as the front runner, obviously Ron DeSantis would be the one that everybody's pointing at. But the sleeper in all this is Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo was the Secretary of State. He was in the middle of all of what went on with the negotiations around the world with the world leaders. They all know who he is. Plus, before that, he was the CIA director, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that he would do a remarkable job as president. Plus, he was a military man to boot, number one in his class at West Point, and DeSantis might be better served as the vice president. Now, there's another reason why DeSantis might run for vice president. He could still be the governor of Florida, and all he would have to do is take, like, a leave of absence without giving up his post and put the lieutenant governor temporarily in charge while he campaigned around the countryside.
Interesting, very interesting.
Yeah, but if he was running for president, then he would have to step down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, would you mention Pompeo? And you remember that term that was used many years ago, not so much in the recent times, but it was the term gravitas.
Yeah.
Well, he's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm impressed by Pompeo every time he opens his mouth. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. If so, tell a friend. And again, hello to Denver up there, KNUS AM 710. Hope everybody up there in Denver is having a good old night. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force base. Officials say a plane crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft and that the crash remains under investigation. And President Biden announced Monday that more funding will be available for states to assist in preparations for natural disasters. Speaking at FEMA headquarters, Biden said that the funds available will be doubled.
Today, I'm announcing that FEMA is going to make a $1 billion available to the states, territories, tribes, and rural communities through the Building Resilience Infrastructure and Communities Program, so-called BRIC program. That's going to double the funding available of life from last year, and it's going to help communities.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. Loans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCN.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You bet you are. Thank you very much, Mark Walters. I was on his program yesterday afternoon. Appreciate you being there. We had a lot of really good comments about it, and you're going to hear it again. So don't know when, but that's up to him, and it'll be done when it's done. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled GEICO.com. Geico.com, the website. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or even the website, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own and get you a rate if that's what you want to do, and compare and see what they can do to save you money. They offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. They can even help you with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. All that through Geico.com or your local Geico agent. Either way, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's where it all starts. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, because it's going to save you a boatload of money again, just like it does with me. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, we also want to give a shout-out tonight as well to listener Bob, the letter writer out in Palm Harbor tonight.
Yeah.
Say hello to him.
Yeah, and we take everything with a grain of salt, and we cruise along because we've got certain things that we've done over the years that work, and it's continued to work, and we do what we do.
That's right, absolutely.
Yep, and the show continues to grow, and we thank the people so much for their support from this side of the bay to the other side of the country and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, By the way, Maria in Germany the other day was saying hello to everybody in the chat room.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Hello to Maria.
Yep. And Bob, our buddy in, Steve in Thailand. There you go.
Steve in Thailand, that's right.
All right, well, let's talk about something that everybody loves to hear us talk about. That's the Democrats. From Pelosi to Whitmer, there are nine Democrats that have been unmasked as being hypocrites about the COVID-19 rules that are out there because they ain't following them. Now, how about Whitmer and her party where they were only supposed to have six people at the table, and what'd they have, about 20?
Yeah, they had a lot more, exactly. Yeah.
What's good for thee is not for me.
Well, right, precisely. And even out here in California, many months ago now, but Governor Newsom went to the place called, what was called the French Laundry swanky restaurant, basically, and had dinner inside without masks on at a time when Californians were completely locked down in their homes. This just goes on and on. And Pelosi, of course, she got her hair done, and nobody else could get their hair done, and it just goes on from there. And it's unfortunate, Captain, because they're not really being taken to task, perhaps as they would be if they were had a different party affiliation behind their name.
Well, yeah, and again, it's a shame that we have to even mention something like this, because you would think the people that are creating the rules for everybody else to live by would follow the rules that they create.
Right, or at least, you know, set the example, because the rules are handed down in such a heavy-handed way as, this is it. You, in order to survive, you must follow these rules, but yet then they're kind of like, we're just doing what we do. And it's just very, very, very bad optics, to say the least.
Yeah, okay. Well, moving along, people in our own government are seeming to fuel the flames right now. Anti-Semitism. We're starting to notice where some things are going on that I don't think, it's kind of like both sides of the fence here. There's enough fire and brimstone out there to take places with a lot of things, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, well, when you hear things like, you know, we've got to stop giving, military aid or selling weapon systems to Israel and this kind of thing. I mean, that's starting to go pretty far.
Yeah, and there's a measure out there by somebody. I guess it's Bernie Sanders. He wants to stop the military aid to Israel.
I believe so. Yeah, we're hearing this kind of thing. And again, they're glomming on to this because they want to equate the issue between the Israelis and the Palestinians in Gaza. They want to equate that issue with the political struggle in the United States, which for them is Democrat socialist. They're trying to create basically, for lack of a better term, a revolution of sorts, where again they pit these groups against one another and against the government and so forth, and they're just trying to glom onto all that. That's their shtick, and they don't really want to solve the problem between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Well, you know who highly respected pollster John McLaughlin is, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
He says that 73% of all Republicans want Donald Trump to run again in 2024, and Republican primary voters would support him, 82% to 13%. Even the Washington Post has just reported all Republican roads lead to Mar-a-Lago. Now, what the Washington Post and other members of the fake news media don't want to report is the fact that Joe Biden is of no interest to anybody. He's just dropping like a rock with his popularity, mainly because of the fact that people are seeing what he can't do right now. He cannot do what he said he can.
Well, that's right. And when the big thing he can't do, because they're not even trying, is to unite the country. This was the big lie of the Biden campaign. You know, they're going to bring us together, and we got to stop the mean tweets. And once that stops, the universe will just be a better place. And that it just wasn't true. They're not even trying. In fact, they're trying to divide us more. But you know, Captain, as we get through 2022, that will also be very revealing about the future of what Donald Trump may want to do. He may want to be a king or queen. dream maker, basically, or he may decide that he does want to run. But either way, if all roads do lead to Mar-a-Lago, especially right now, and I have a chance to think in the future, that's where the Trump influence is going to come from.
Well, I have more confidence in my fellow Americans than to think that they're just going to fall for the same old, second time in a row. Fool me once, what, shame on me? Fool me once, or fool me twice, shame on you?
Yeah, I think it's fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice,
okay,
shame
I did,
on
did,
me.
Okay, I
yeah, backwards, yeah.
All right, well, that's okay. I'm backwards this morning. All right, the evidence is mounting that the American work ethic, Kyle, is disappearing right in front of our eyes, and it's being made clear in the aftermath of the pandemic. Now, it's going to have huge consequences, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And the United States has had at the center of our culture the ideal that the fact that we are meant to work, the work is important, even vital. Now, Daniel Henninger, who writes for the Wall Street Journal, asked the question, is the American work ethic dying? Well, is it?
Well, the answer to that is it depends. You've got self-starters. You've got, I think, a lot of people across the highways and byways that know a hard day's work and what it means.
I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in the works and say, yes, it is, because there are jobs that are available. And Henninger notes that it's impossible not to be struck by how many employers say that former and prospective employees, after a year of forced unemployment, simply will not work. They've got to get rid of that extra $300 that they're getting, and that might bring them back. Now, yet today there's 8 million fewer Americans working than before the advent of COVID-19. The pandemic, says Henninger, accelerated a transition event for years towards an emerging idea that life is less about work and more about play. And this, of course, is very bad news for the character of the American worker and for the future of the American economy. We got to get rid of this $300, and these people have got to get back to work.
Well, absolutely true. But, and again, the Democrats and the far left have seized upon, again, a real virus and a real pandemic, but they seized upon it in order to get more people dependent on government. And instead of, as we're coming out of it, saying, okay, let's get back to normal, they're not doing that. They're hoping, Captain, that people are going to continue to want to be comfortable on the government dole. But there are others, and I hope it's more and more every day, that are going to say, okay, no, wait a minute. I'm in charge of my life. I'm in charge of what I'm going to do, what I'm going to acquire, what I'm going to have. And it's always been in America, if you work hard enough, doesn't matter where you're from, what you look like, you can be a success.
And Geraldo Rivera lately seems to have gone over to the dark side, because he made a comment the other day that the U.S. is complicit in crimes against humanity.
Yeah, and poor Geraldo, he needs to get after Hamas.
Yeah.
Get after Hamas, Geraldo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Rolling across the overnight radio airwaves.
Hi, everyone.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia. And she forgot to tell you she was 15 years old when she started in the radio business. By the way, she was the first female traffic copter reporter doing it for, of all people on the radio, Howard Stern. Now, the Truckers Highway Advisory Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Stop on by, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, become a member of either the Drivers Club or become a member of the RV Club, whichever one works for you. And we're going to get started right now, and here we go.
Been from one to another extreme.
Little Foreigner doubleheader tonight, and it's, well, let's see here. Let me bring Kyle in here. Kyle, that guess what? We played that, and of all things, I got somebody going, yeah, my favorite song. Guess who it is?
Who's that?
Kimmy B at the fuel desk at the Flying J in Salt Lake City at 7th Street South in the main part of town. I know right where it is.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yep, so that's for Kimmy B.
All right.
Double vision.
The pilot and Flying J.
Yep, right there. Well, no, Flying J.
Flying J, I should
yep,
say.
Yep, Flying J in downtown, anyway.
Salt Lake.
Yeah, yep. No, I'm trying to read this, and then we got something coming in here. All right, let's see. We do have some weather starting up, and I told you there was a possibility of getting some thunderstorms tonight, and I'll get into that in a minute. Kansas and Texas, you got a couple of areas in there that look like they're flaring up right now. Now, isolated severe thunderstorms capable of hail and marginally severe gusts are possible for the western Great Lakes southward into West Texas. Additional rainfall through Tuesday may lead to isolated flooding in eastern Texas and coastal Louisiana. Record high temperatures are possible through midweek in eastern third of the U.S. And take it away, Kyle. I'm going to take a look at these weather statements here.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, actually, yeah, we'll start in Salt Lake City tonight. And for our listener, Kimmy B. there, we've got right now looks like 53 degrees, mostly clear on Tuesday. Looks like you'll have a high of 77 degrees and partly sunny. So looks like hopefully some pleasant weather there for you. Now, up in Montana tonight, we have a lake wind advisory. This is up near Fort Peck Lake, and therefore you can get gusts up to maybe 50 miles an hour or more. Also, tonight, folks, for our trucker friends and for our travelers out there going east out of Denver on I-70, you're going to run into a dense fog advisory. Now, this is going to go on into Nebraska as well, so you want to be careful there. It looks like it'll go all the way to Hill City there, also into the southwestern corner of Nebraska as well, and I should say Kansas is where Hill City is. That's where that's going in, and then the southwestern corner of Nebraska. So be careful there. Air quality alert in Phoenix, and it looks like we've got a wind advisory this up near Santa Barbara. So if you're coming up the 101 freeway tonight, you may encounter that if you're in that area of Southern California.
All right, well, let me get over to Texas. We do have a weather statement here. We do have a line of severe thunderstorms with the capability of some straight-line winds in them moving right along right now. They just went through the Midland-Odessa area. They're over by Big Spring. They're headed east, could be headed over towards Fort Worth, might skip Fort Worth and go around, but it's headed towards Oklahoma at the very least. So keep the weather radios on and keep your eyes to the sky, because this could be some threatening weather tonight. Conditions are ripe for something to happen there. Now, I'm going to jump from there. I'm going to go up into Kansas. We have a system right there just inside the Kansas line down just north of the Panhandle, Oklahoma and Amarillo, and that's also by itself a little lone cell that's moving across. We do have some dense fog tonight from Goodland all the way over to Hill City, and that's remaining constant, some very poor visibility. And then 25 to 35-mile-an-hour winds up in North Dakota, parts of South Dakota. We also got some stagnant weather and some just dingy air in the sky from Toledo all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania tonight. Southwestern Ohio as well, down in the south, the northwestern corner of South Carolina and around Atlanta. You've got a stale air advisory. The air there is just very droopy and very dirty and dingy as it gets when it gets hot like it has been. And the flooding continues. Galveston and Houston, Beaumont over into Louisiana. It's raining pretty hard right now over around Houston on down to Galveston right now. So even down towards Corpus Christi, so be advised of that. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And now we'll jump over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Morning.
All right, very quickly, we'll just toss something out there. Governor DeSantis signed a bill, big deal here in Florida, to stop the big tech censorships of Floridians. People will be able to sue companies like Twitter and Facebook if they get booted off for whatever reason that's not, what they think is the way it should be. And they can collect damages, fines rather. The state can collect fines up to $25,000 per incident.
Up to, I think, $250,000 a day.
Yep.
And what is really being forced here is for Facebook, for Twitter to be consistent in whatever reasons that they are citing for people that are being canceled and or removed.
Mm-hmm.
That has been the issue. People are going away or they're having things removed and they can't get any kind of answers out of Facebook. So that is what is happening here. We shall see. Now it's not an easy process, but nonetheless it puts social media on notice.
Yeah, and I had a situation with myself where I had two different, it was still me, but I had two different identities. One was my original one, Facebook page that I started with, which is where I'm at now. I'm back to that. And then I had another one I created as what was called an overfill, where I had 5,000 on the one and I took the other one over to take care of the additional ones. And it was very hard to get them to understand. I wanted to get rid of the second page and go back to the original one. It took me a month to do that. Golly. All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.